it's very clear in my mind, and remember, I'm the founder of Decentralized TV, and I've interviewed many top people in the realm of decentralization and the primary architects of decentralized technology and privacy coins, crypto, all kinds of things. It's very clear in my mind that Bitcoin has already gone the direction of being institutionalized, centralized, trackable. Essentially, Bitcoin is a surveillance coin. It's become I can't quite call it a CBDC because it's not centralized. It is still peer-to-peer, but it's largely dominated by a few interests, a few organizations, a few whales who control most of it. And the original vision by Satoshi of what Bitcoin was supposed to be, that vision, it's no longer embodied by Bitcoin. Instead, it's embodied by the privacy coins. And the privacy coins, you know, all along, my favorite privacy coin, the world's favorite privacy coin has been Monero, you know, XMR. And Monero has a lot to offer to the world, but it's not the newest privacy technology, although it has the most liquidity, right? Monero's amazing, and the people who are in the Monero community are some of the most amazing people out there, pro-liberty people. They get it. They're not Bitcoin maxis. They're privacy people. They're innovators. And I think they're doing a great job. Now, the only negative thing about Monero is really just the way the regulators are trying to eliminate it from centralized exchanges. And Monero has been delisted from various exchanges, which has, you know, from time to time hammered its price. Although you can still buy Monero on Kraken, I believe, and that's the exchange I recommend. But I don't even like this idea of people buying and holding coins through exchanges. And it's a point of centralized control. And when people keep their coins on exchanges, then they don't have self-custody. So I really prefer looking at privacy coins that are not on exchanges and thus can't really be delisted from the major exchanges. I'm talking about, you know, Coinbase and so on. So Monero could be delisted from maybe Kraken one day. I hope not, but that could happen if it hasn't already happened. I think Monero is still listed there. But Monero doesn't have the most advanced modern technology. So Firo, and I've interviewed Ruben with Firo a couple of times, I think, over the last couple of years. I follow his announcements on Twitter. Firo, spelled F-I-R-O. I've been intrigued by Firo's technology for a long time because it has much better encryption, well, obfuscation technology, but it also has, I think, auditable wallet capabilities. And Firo is a coin that I think has a really bright future. I currently don't own any Firo, by the way, but I like the Firo project, and I think it's a privacy coin to pay attention to. See, I think the future is going to be bifurcated into, you know, the Bitcoin centralized, you know, ETF BlackRock world. You know, Bitcoin has clearly moved into the BitCon phase of, you know, being embraced by the institutionalized looters who are the, you know, the banking system, the ETFs, all of that, versus what will be a decentralized ecosystem of privacy coins. And it's not just Monero or Firo, there's also Xano. And Xano takes a little while to understand. Admittedly, I didn't quite know what Xano was for a long time, and I'm learning more all the time. But Xano, and Todd and I interviewed one of the key people of Xano. I can't remember his name. I think it's Andre something. He was one of the inventors of CryptoNote, and he's the lead, or maybe one of the leads of Xano, or some people pronounce it Xano. I'm not really sure. But what this guy and his team have built is something like really remarkable. It's a privacy-oriented ecosystem that's not only highly decentralized, it's also not listed on any of the major exchanges, which means its price isn't artificially inflated by lazy people who just buy stuff on exchanges and who probably have no business even owning crypto. And the thing about Xano is it's got this technology that can wrap other non-privacy coins inside a privacy wrapper, a Xano privacy wrapper or layer. So using Xano, people who currently use things like Bitcoin can effectively turn Bitcoin into privacy assets through Xano. The website for Xano, by the way, is zano.org, I'm pretty sure. And there you can download their wallet, which I have done. I've installed their wallet. It seems pretty straightforward. I think the Xano guys, or some of them, also worked on Monero previously. I may be wrong about that, but I think that's the case. I know that Firo and Monero, the people in those groups, work well together, share ideas together. You know, they work on concepts like full membership proofs and things like that. And I'm really glad they're sharing this information, because this is the battle now. It's between the Bitcoin centralized globalist control of the crypto space versus the decentralized privacy space. And my current assessment is that Xano has the best technology in this space. And I do hold some amount of Xano at the moment, mostly because I'm just testing their wallet. And I always try to test everything. I do a buy and sell, and I try to do, exchanges. Well, I don't sell for fiat, by the way. I exchange, I check out the swaps and I check out the wallets and I just make sure everything's working. And so far, Xano works great. And I've done that with Monero, which has a very mature wallet, and the Firo wallet also works really great. I did hold some Firo for some time, and the technology is solid. It's all these systems are great, but Xano has something that I think could really get pretty big as there's a backlash against the CBDCs. Xano has features that can really support marketplace, like cryptocurrency privacy transactions in a marketplace, like an escrow mechanism, so that you don't have to trust the other party. And the escrow is only released when both sides fulfill their obligations. So, really cool built-in escrow type of system. And Xano is built on a combination proof-of-work, proof-of-stake system, a hybrid system, which I think is really the best approach right now. Proof of work burns a ton of energy. That's what Bitcoin is. And it uses a lot of electricity. Proof of stake, though, if it's used by itself, can tend to aggregate power into the hands of the few people, usually the founders, who have the most tokens. So proof of stake tends to be highly centralized, and it kind of goes against the whole ethos of decentralization. But a hybrid approach of proof of work and proof of stake, which is what Xano has decided on, seems to be a really great system. But there's something else that Xano supports, and I haven't yet decided how I'm going to say it, Xano or Xano, I don't know. And I'm not sure I'm getting this right, and I haven't used this feature yet, but I've read about it. I've seen a couple of videos on this. I'm going to call it atomic swaps, but I think they use a different name for it. But atomic swaps are the ability to trade Xano with any other cryptocurrency without having to rely on a custodial intermediary. In other words, currently there are a lot of swap services out there, like Simple Swap or Swap Space or whatever, a bunch of swap services. And essentially the way they work is you send them coins, and then they swap that for you, and then they send back the thing that you wanted to get. So, for example, if you were trying to get Xano, which you can do on Swapspace. I think it's swapspace.co because I use them as a test. You can send them Bitcoin and then they use the Bitcoin to buy Xano and then they send you back Xano coins to your Xano wallet, right? But the thing is, you have to trust the service. So how do you know they're not going to just keep your Bitcoin? Well, obviously, that would be a bad business model for somebody like that that's making a percentage of every transaction. They don't want to, like, you know, kill the goose that lays the golden egg by just keeping somebody's money, because word would spread pretty quickly. So, you know, established swap services don't do that kind of nonsense. They just make a percentage, you know, but still requires you to trust them. And trust is a difficult thing to come by, especially when it comes to privacy crypto, because it's not traceable. And nobody knows who's got how much, where did it come from, where did it go? Nobody knows. And that's privacy, you know? So those are actually good properties. But swap services are typically custodial. Non-custodial swap services, or again, I've known them as atomic swaps, or maybe some people call them ionic swaps or whatever. They don't require a custodian in the middle. And apparently, Xano has some kind of technology that enables this, although I haven't been able to test that yet. But that's something that I'm interested in testing. Now, the other thing I like about Xano is it's clearly not a US-based developer team. And let me tell you why I like that. Now, the guy we interviewed, Andre, I don't know if he's Russian or former Russian or Ukrainian, or I honestly don't know. But he's got a Russian sounding name. And I actually like that. And let me tell you why. See, when people get involved in crypto projects in the United States, they have been sometimes, you know, arrested or murdered. It's because the CIA is killing people, obviously. And the U.S. government, at least until now, maybe this will change under Trump, I hope so. But before Trump, the U.S. government was really trying to prosecute anybody who was in the liberty space. I mean, right now they're still prosecuting Roger Ver, and they've thrown Ross Ulbricht in prison, and he deserves a pardon, by the way, along with Julian Assange and Edward Snowden and Roger Ver. But if you're a prominent crypto innovator, even if you run exchanges or what do they call them, like whirlpools, or like what used to be Samurai Wallet, things like that, which are kind of ways to obfuscate the origins of Bitcoin, you know, to kind of generate some privacy layers that insulate you from being identified of how you use your Bitcoin or where it came from, things like that. Those people have been arrested. And when the U.S. government can get to those people, then that project can potentially be in danger. That's why, one of the reasons why I like Firo, for example, because Ruben, at least, is in Malaysia, not in the USA, you know? And for the Xano project here, these guys are clearly not in the USA. They're not in the UK. I honestly don't know where they are, but it's not America. So they're way outside the reach of the vindictive, punitive, you know, judicial system, or the DOJ or what have you, that has had an anti-crypto, anti-privacy stance. So I like that about this project. In my mind, it's a bonus. It means the project probably has better longevity. Now, I'm trying to think when I interviewed this guy, Andre. I think it was more than a year ago, and I kind of lost track of it because, honestly, my first impression of Xano was I was overwhelmed by the technical aspects of it. I didn't really fully grasp what it was. I probably should have. If I had, I mean, it's gained a lot of value since then. But I didn't grasp it, and I've been interviewing a lot of people on a lot of projects, and I don't just run out and buy every coin of every project that I interview somebody about. There's a lot of stuff out there, and most of it's not going to be viable long-term. But I think Xano is it has stood the test of time here, and it's innovated, especially with a hard fork, I think, earlier this year that rolled out some amazing new features. I think Xano is going to be the next Ethereum in a way, but it's a privacy ecosystem. And I don't mean that it has the same distributed computing in the way that Ethereum does. And I've never been a big fan of Ethereum myself. It's just not been my focus. But Xano has the very properties that people are going to need to maintain their privacy as they are trying to navigate this world of central bank digital currencies, or a world of everybody promoting Bitcoin as the next great, amazing thing, but Bitcoin is a surveillance coin. That's why the government wants you to use Bitcoin, by the way, because they can track it, which means they can tax it, and soon they'll probably roll out an unrealized gains tax on Bitcoin. So as Bitcoin value goes up, even though you haven't sold it, you're going to have to pay tax on it. And the thing is, they know how much you have, because you probably bought it with an exchange that's tied to your social security number. And so that's why government loves Bitcoin now. It's just, it's a way to raise more money with tax looting and tax confiscation from the people. Well, Xano is a privacy coin. Nobody knows how much you have. Nobody knows how much any transaction represents. Nobody knows where it came from, where it goes to. Nothing. Which is quite a technical feat, by the way. Every bit of the transaction is hidden. And then there's Aaron Day. And Aaron Day, who is a friend of Roger Ver, and Aaron Day is, he's become an advocate of Xano. And Aaron Day is a serious guy. You know, he's an author of a really great book you should read. Also, Roger Ver's book, Hijacking Bitcoin, should be read as well. But check out Aaron Day, D-A-Y. Check out his books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble as well. I've interviewed Aaron now twice, I believe. And Aaron Day says, man, Xano is, this is what we've been wishing for as a really capable, fully encrypted, privacy-oriented ecosystem for trade, for barter, for store of value, for transactions, for divisibility. You know, like everything that you can think of that you want in a monetary system, but especially privacy, that's what Xano represents. And, you know, in my mind, a guy like Aaron Day carries a lot of weight because he's a serious guy. He's a high IQ guy. He's not one of these morons that's out there like, it's going to the moon, you know, FOMO. Like, I still remember hearing people get on YouTube video, what's up, what's up? You got your new meme coin, it's going to the moon. You know, like pushing some stupid coin, the Hawk coin or whatever. That's not Aaron Day. Aaron Day is a serious guy who does serious research, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's an advocate of Xano. So in my book, that carries a lot of weight. Anyway, just some things to consider. I'm not telling you should buy it or you should sell anything else or anything. I'm not pushing coins. I'm trying to keep you posted about what the situation is. And do your own research, you know. I'm going to keep looking at this. Maybe I'll see if we can reach out and get Andre back on. I think that's the guy I interviewed before. But I'll keep you posted. Check out all of my shows at decentralize.tv. I'm Mike Adams, Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side, Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested, but If you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too. But it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent, and then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it, and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now, too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like 6 bottles with caps right here, a 6-pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can, and when it's relatively affordable and available. We've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com
for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from, themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have a laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brightown.com, Natural News, Brightown.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brightown.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brightown.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.